and he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
And children of all ages, welcome to another exciting episode of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM, The Game. Joining me as he has for the last 217 years, my sidekick, kicking the side. Please say hello to Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer. Well, it was a big weekend. It was a holiday weekend. You're not getting any audio, is that? You're not hearing anything?
No, it's weird.
Well, you know.
One light's lit. Oh, now we're lit.
Now we're really lit. We were lit all weekend.
Bobby, you can hear me?
It was a great weekend. Friday I played a little golf with Vinny from Bronx Wanderers.
How'd you play?
Played well. I mean, he played better than I did, but, you know, I haven't played for a couple of months. We had a good, it was a gorgeous day. The weather was great.
Whole
we played at Angel Park. Yeah, it's going to be in the 80s all week, so that was good. I think I saw you Saturday. Didn't we see, what did we do Saturday?
That was Friday night.
Oh, Friday night. Well, yeah,
I
played golf, and then I went to the Seder. And then we went to the strip joint. So it was strip joint Seder. It was Seder strip joint. Shout out to Diane Davis and the celebrity Las Vegas Seder. We had a great time at the Seder. Our friend John DiDomenico did a little bit of the four questions, I think.
I helped out a little bit. I added a little authentic questions.
Everybody was impressed with your...
Busted out my Hebrew.
You're busting out your Hebrew rap.
My 7 years at Sullivan Schechter in Montreal went to good use.
You went to Cheder. You're a good Jewish boy. And so, you know, they didn't do any Afikoman. Bobby's got a new headset for you. I guess your headset's not working.
You think it's my headset?
Yeah.
If you're anywhere near a computer, we're on Facebook Live at Jonathan Scott LV, JONATHAN Scott LV for Las Vegas. Also joining us in the studio, gaming expert and Vegas Golden Knights aficionado, Mike Dreitzer.
Thank you, Jonathan. How are you guys? You guys doing well today?
We did good. So that was our Friday. Did you have a Seder? Did you go to a Seder?
I had a Seder. Had to cut it short because they were playing the Blues that night. So we did just the basics and went right to hockey.
I guess that's why they call it the Blues.
Yes.
So Mike invented a game that we play on the radio called Yiddish or Crap. He's the inventor of that game, and I think Parker Brothers called. They sent us over to their brother, the Schwartz Brothers. That's it for... Well, Bobby's coming around. Jeffrey can't get his headset to work here. God forbid that, you know, we should do this before the show starts.
I think I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble with Bobby. You got flipped off by Bobby.
I'm definitely going to detention.
You're going to timeout. So Friday we had the Seder, and then we went to Centerfolds. And we had the Stormy Daniels look-alike contest, also hosted by our friend John DiDomenico, and it was a great turnout, a lot of fun.
Was that why that night was different from all other nights?
Or? Yes, because we went to a strip joint after the Seder,
right?
Because that's how religious we are. That's how we like to celebrate our release from slavery. From the Pharaoh let us go, we went right to the strip joint.
Perfect.
We left our talus at home and our yarmulkes at home when we went to the strip joint.
So do you want to play one round of Yiddish or crap?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, let's play one.
This one comes straight from Arlene Dreitzer, my mom, okay?
Yes, Arlene writes in.
Yeah, Arlene. Arlene from New York writes in and says, chuchamuchical.
I say crap, chuchamuchical.
Yiddish or crap, Jeffrey?
Crap.
Crap.
And the answer is crap. Very good.
What would she intend it to mean?
She made it up to be people who are just too friendly, sort of in on something together.
Oh.
Chuchamuchical.
In cahoots.
In cahoots. It's crap. But, you know, it worked when I was 8 or 9 years old. I always knew what chuchamuchical meant.
You know, I heard that you spent a lot of years in Australia. I didn't know that about you.
Right. Yeah, it's a...
What?
Where'd
you don't want
go?
To talk
Where'd
about that?
Where did that come from?
Well, chuchamuchical, I don't know.
Well, yeah, you know, it's the Australian Yiddish, actually.
He's in the gaming industry. Australia's huge in gaming.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bet on kangaroos? I don't know what you do there.
Kangaroo races and kangaroo boxing is a big deal.
Is it really? Do you really have kangaroos boxing?
They do, yeah. You can bet on it.
How do they train them to do that?
Very carefully.
What's in the pouch?
Really, what's in your pouch?
What's in your wallet, yes. Sam Jackson?
What's in the pouch?
So Saturday, what do we do Saturday? What was Saturday? Nothing.
There was a
Sunday
big
was Easter.
Big event for the city.
Oh, there was the NCAA.
Saturday.
Oh, there was...
Oh, yeah.
Well, NCAA, sure.
The NCAA playoffs, which Jeffrey and I bet the dogs, and our friend John English bet the dogs, too. So we all were crying in our beer because the dogs didn't perform. Right?
They did not. They did not. I thought I was looking good with Loyola on Saturday. They played a great 30 minutes, and then Michigan just took it to them in the last 10 minutes of the game and ended up pulling out, I think, a 12-point win.
Sister Jean ran out of gas.
Schlappenshamus.
Somewhere in what? The second.
I go with Schlappenshamus.
Yiddish.
Jeffrey, Schlappenshamus?
Crap.
Yiddish.
Hey, what do I win?
A year's supply of Turtle Wax. That's Turtle Wax for the life and luster of your car. What would you do for a Klondike
and
bar?
And what does that mean?
What does that mean? Schlappenshamus?
Yeah.
A Schlappenshamus is like a tag-along kind of a guy. Would be a Schlappenshamus. Yeah.
Yeah, I, again, you know, I go...
It's Yiddish. Yeah. Final game between Villanova and Michigan tonight at Sapphire Las Vegas. Hosted open bar, buffet, salad bar, carved roast beef with gravy, chicken breast.
I love how you go.
Look at Bobby's going to take a nap.
You're ready for the food.
Hey, did they serve Stop and Schloss? Whatever it's called.
Carved roast beef with gravy, chicken breast over wild rice, hot dogs, wings, and pink box donuts. All at Sapphire.
Wow.
No cover charge. And that's for the first half.
Awesome.
So that's a great place. It starts at 6:30 tonight. I don't know what channel it's on, but
it'll be on
you guys
CBS.
Should know
at 6:20 Pacific time on CBS.
CBS television,
as opposed to
CBS radio.
No, it'll be on ESPN radio. It'll be on CBS television. What game?
Pre-game
starts at 4:30.
Oh, but yeah, but tip-off is at 6:20. No one wants to watch the pregame.
Yeah, it's a long pregame. That's a lot of Chuck Barkley.
Well, Bobby wants to start the show all over. It's going to reboot on the whole show. Las Vegas franchise opens the 36th Pacific PCL season Thursday, April 5th. The 51s versus El Paso at Cashman Field. And it's Dollar Budweiser night. I love the Dollar Budweiser night. Shout out to our friend Beer Man Bruce. Follow the 51s on Facebook and baseball team and Twitter. And Las Vegas 36th home opener in the Silver State on Thursday, April 6th. First season opening homestand features five games versus El Paso from April 5th to the 9th. Budweiser Dollar Beer Nights on Thursday. Fireworks night on Friday. Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars.
I love Bill Murray.
Drive a T-shirt, and it's Boy Scout and Girl Scout on Saturday. That's all at Cashman Field. Yes,
can I
sir.
Point out two things?
I'll start with one.
Okay. The first thing is that Dollar Beers, is that what it is? Dollar Bud?
Dollar Bud.
Great price. You can get 13 of them for what you can get for one at T-Mobile.
Yeah, the beer's expensive at T-Mobile. I had you buy me one. Yes. Mike took me to the game on Wednesday, but that wasn't when.
They're tall, but $13. And the other thing is, I know some folks listening on the East Coast.
Yes.
I want to give them a shout-out, if I may.
You may.
So, to Randall, Izzy, and Margie, shout-out to you guys. They're listening in Maryland. Big listeners to the show. Big watchers of the show.
I'm going
to
say Izzy would be Yiddish.
Yiddish. Izzy is Yiddish. Yiddish? Yes. Yiddish.
He's not Yiddish. He's Yiddish.
Actually, they're Romanian.
Yeah.
Izzy and Marjorie
Romanian.
Jeffrey
keeps threatening to take me to for a couple of years, he's been threatening to take me to this Romanian restaurant with Adrian Zemet.
It's
still
actually Bulgarian.
Bulgarian, Hungarian, Romanian.
Tomato.
It's all, what's that place called? Fiori?
Or Forte.
Forte. Well, I haven't been there, so I don't know the name of the place. All right. MasterCalendarVegas.com. Tonight's Monday's Dark, benefiting the Tyler Robinson Foundation at the Space, 3460 Gary Cavaretta Court. I always call it Gary Cavaretta Court. So it's just Cavaretta Court, but I know Gary. Doors open 7 o'clock. I thought they opened at 8. Michelle said 8. Twice a month, Mark Chinook, another Golden Knight personality, gathers an eclectic cast of guests, including stars from Hollywood, the Strip, musical acts, athletes, and celebrity chefs for 90 minutes of chat, entertainment, and a lot of laughs. That's tonight at the Space. Tuesday, Create a Change Now, Yoga on the Lawn at downtown Summerlin, benefiting Create a Change Now. Friday, the American Red Cross of Southern Nevada has Everyday Heroes Awards at the Paris Hotel at 7:30 on Friday. American Red Cross proud to recognize the heroes in our community who performed extraordinary acts to help others in need. And this Friday is First Friday. First Friday Foundation downtown, starting on First Street at 5 p.m. Saturday, Project Imagine, Hockey Has a Heart, 6 p.m. at City National Arena at the Pavilion Center Drive in Las Vegas. They gather on the ice of City National Arena as some of Las Vegas' biggest-hearted hockey players compete to benefit Project Imagine's art and medicine programs for hospitalized children. And then the event goes upstairs to McKenzie River Plaza Grill. And to learn more about how arts are making a difference, go to Project Imagine. Hockey Has a Heart. So, Jeffrey with a G, you want to talk a little bit about NCAA first?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think we're going to be in for a great game tonight. You have two legendary programs with Michigan and Villanova. Obviously, Nova only 2 years removed from a national championship. Jay Wright's done an unbelievable job with this program over the last few years. But I got to tell you, Michigan is an interesting team to watch because they can run up and down the court with you. They're very athletic, and they play great defense. I just don't know if they have enough defense, enough physicality to overcome Villanova.
Is that a word, physicality?
I believe it is.
I go with crap.
I go with crap.
Or is it Yiddish? I'm not sure.
Physicality. I don't know.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. I'm a big believer in Villanova. What they did in the semifinal to a very, very strong Kansas team.
Agreed.
I can't imagine they're not going to come out on top. Now, that's different than the betting line. The betting line is seven.
Now?
And I think that's a lot of points to lay that way. I think just because it's a national championship game, it'll be tighter. So I think Villanova wins, but I don't lay seven.
You don't lay seven?
I do not.
Interesting, because I've seen Villanova cover and win against different kinds of teams where they've had to do it with defense and where they've had to do it with offense. And I just think they're clicking on all cylinders right now. All five starters on Saturday were in double digits. And they know how to win even when their threes aren't dropping. And obviously they set a record with 18 threes on Saturday. I mean, I think they had 13 in the first half.
It was the game was over 5 minutes in.
It was 22-4, and they never looked back.
Agreed. But, you know, I think national championship game, get a little bit of jitters and all that. Michigan's a better opponent right now than Kansas was. Right now, I do.
Really?
And I think they're Michigan.
Even Kansas coming off of that huge win against Duke. Was this sort of an emotional letdown after that overtime game?
Yes. I think you have that where it becomes almost like a trap game right after the game you win.
Yeah.
You let down. Loyola, same way towards the end there. I think it's going to be closer. Again, I think Villanova wins. I think Wright is he's top of his game right now in terms of what he's been able to do. They're physical. They're tremendous. But at the same time, I think it's going to be tighter than seven.
Interesting. And what do you think about the total? 144.
I think it'll go under. I think there'll be some jitters, and they're not going to drop those threes like they did it in the semifinals. I think it'll go under maybe by 5 points.
So you're taking Michigan and under?
Yes. Were I a betting man, which I am.
I'm going Nova and over.
Perfect.
You are a gaming executive.
We'll both be wrong.
I'm going Nova and over.
Nova and over. I'm going Michigan and under.
I'm going Michiganer.
I'm going Michiganer. Yiddish.
Yiddish or crap?
Yiddish.
Welcome to another exciting adventure of Yiddish or crap.
That's an easy one.
All right.
I think offense is going to fly tonight for Villanova. I mean, I don't see Michigan being able to slow them down. And again, obviously their threes have to drop because they rely on them heavily, but they have so many ways to win the game, and I don't know how Michigan's going to keep up offensively. They struggled to score against Loyola.
They did, but then towards the end they picked it up.
What did they have in the first half, 22 points?
No, right. No, like I said, I think Sister Jean's magic worked only so long. But I think in the end, it will be closer. These games just tend to end close. There'll be a lot of TV timeouts, a lot of tension, all eyes on them. It's going to be a close one, I think.
Okay, we're going to take our first commercial break and come back and talk Golden Knights with Mike Dreitzer, because I know he's foaming at the mouth to talk about that. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920, The Game.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Started in 1999, Lightning Funding has an extensive network of extremely aggressive lenders with a large selection of conventional as well as unconventional loan programs to handle all types of borrowers and credit situations. President and CEO Scott Fessler has a hands-on approach with his diverse background as a certified financial planner. Scott tailors your mortgage program to your personal individual needs and goals. You don't even need to leave your computer to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan, and there is no cost, charge, or further obligation whatsoever. Visit lightningfunding.com and simply click on pre-qualify. Fill out the short form and Lightning Funding will get back to you quickly, usually within 24 hours. All information goes to the newest cybersecurity protocols to keep your information secure. Lightning Funding for your mortgage and financial needs. Fast answers for a faster world. Registered mortgage broker in New York and Florida, NMLS 156342. All loans are arranged through third-party providers.
NBC Sports 920, The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
And we're back on Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM and also on social media at lvsportsnetwork.com and on Facebook Live at Jonathan Scott LV. Joining us in studio, aside from our co-host Jeffrey with the Gene Line 1 Go Ahead, would be Knights hockey expert Mike Dreitzer.
Expert's a little strong.
I was going to say the
fan,
same thing.
Fan.
Enthusiast.
Enthusiast.
Maybe.
Enthusiast. Yes. Mike Dreitzer.
He is certainly an enthusiast.
Yiddish.
So let me start with this.
Dreitzer, I think, would be Yiddish.
Okay, enough with the Yiddish, please. Can we talk
this is not crap.
We got to call it first.
This is NBC Sports, not NBC Yiddish.
NBC Sports. Yiddish radio for Las Vegas. Well, we've got a special caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Mr. President. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We had a great Seder at the White House. Absolutely tremendous. We opened the door and Elijah came in. It was incredible.
Really? Did you see him take a sip of the wine?
Yes, he did. He took a sip of the matter of fact, he took all the wine, just like the Chinese are doing with these terrible, terrible tariffs they're slapping on us.
Didn't you start with the tariffs first, Mr. President?
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. It was the Chinese. I didn't do anything. I'm just trying to make America great again. And I'm doing it. Look at the stock market today. It's doing fantastic. Tremendous numbers today.
Mr. President, the market was down over 400 points today.
You see that? What a great number. I love the number 400. That's a great number.
Are you going to be watching the national championship game tonight in NCAA basketball?
Yes, I am. I'm having a meeting with Mike Durney tonight, but we're going to definitely be watching between Michigan, tremendous state, and Villanova. Great, great school. You know, I went to the University of Pennsylvania, top student there, great student, fantastic school, Ivy League school, the University of Pennsylvania. I'm very, very, you know, they named a building after me there.
Really?
Yes, they did. I'm very excited about that.
And who do you like to win the game tonight? You think you're going to go with Villanova?
I'm going to go with the winners because I like winners. I'm going to go with the winning team because they're the best team. And I like that. Losers are terrible, terrible people. They're dragging this country down. So let's go with the winners.
Understood, understood. How was your Easter yesterday? I saw you and Melania went to a church service.
We went to the church service. It's always nice to get there at least once a year and check. It's a big place, I have to tell you. I had no idea how big that place was. But I have a great relationship. Did you know Jesus was Jewish? Did you know this? No one ever talks about this.
No one ever
talks about the fact that Jesus was Jewish. And I love the Jewish people, other than the fact they killed my Savior.
Who was also Jewish.
Who was also Jewish. So it's very symmetrical. It's very symmetrical. I like that. But we had a wonderful time. Barron was looking for eggs. All the kids were in the front yard of the White House. It was just a wonderful, beautiful day. And then today it snowed. Very strange weather. But you know what? It's a hoax. Climate change is a hoax. It's all a hoax.
No such thing as global warming, right?
No such thing. It snowed. It snowed. How can it be global warming? It snows in April. Do you know what I'm saying? Only the smart people get this, and I know that you get this.
You know that both the Mets and the Yankees were snowed out today for opening day in New York.
Can you believe this? Can you believe what's happening to my tremendous city? I love, love, love New York. And not just because my name is on most of the buildings, because it's a great city. It's great, the greatest city in the world, I have to tell you.
So I have a question for you. Growing up in New York, Mr. President, were you more of a Mets fan or more of a Yankees fan?
I love them both. Two tremendous teams, amazing teams. But I have to tell you, I leaned towards the Yankees. I leaned towards the Yankees because they're great. They are the global brand of sports. Just like I'm a global brand, they're a global brand. You can go anywhere in the world. You can find somebody wearing a Yankees cap or a Yankees T-shirt, just like you can find a Trump hotel. And remember, it's not a Trump hotel, it's a Trump hotel.
Very well said, sir. Anything else you'd like to add before we say goodbye, Mr. President?
No, everything's fantastic. Everything's going great. No need to talk about Stormy Daniels. There's no need to bring it up. Everything, she's just going to disappear very, very soon. Believe me.
I would imagine.
Yes, we just paid her some money not to talk about the thing she didn't do. That's all. I don't know why everyone's so all over this story.
I don't know either, Mr. President, but I'm sure it'll be gone before you know it.
Absolutely. Tell Jonathan and Mike have a fantastic rest of the week, and I'm going to take a break because I'm doing such a great job.
I certainly will, Mr. President. Thank you for your time today.
Absolutely. Oh, by the way, I'll be at Monday's Dark tonight just ripping it up. It'll be incredible, believe me.
Thank you very much. Have a great time tonight.
See you guys.
Take care. That was the President of the Free World, hashtag fake Trump. And our friend John DiDomenico, just taking a minute to call in. Thank you, John DiDomenico. Yeah, Monday's Dark is going to be at the Space on Cabaret OA, and John will be doing his impressions of Donald J. Trump.
Masterful.
Golden Knights. The Knights.
Yes,
I know you're frothing.
I'm ready to
talk about your team. Go. So I've got the microphone. Go.
Obviously, there's all the basic takes of what a great year it's been and all that stuff, but I look at it this way. This is from the Elias Sports Bureau, so you can't argue this.
Yiddish or crap?
Enough.
Not Yiddish. Fact.
Elias.
Listen to this.
Yiddish to me.
Since 1960, which is a time before most of us were born, some of us were born. Okay, close. You're a little one then. No professional sports team has ever spent their first year in expansion winning a division. Ever. Ever, ever.
I thought this was the second time that an expansion team.
First time.
In hockey?
Yes. And so 9 months ago, this team didn't have players.
They didn't have a logo.
Didn't have a logo. Didn't have a name. They had nothing. They had Bupkis, Yiddish. And now they're the champions of the division. So I say, at minimum, this is the sports story of the year.
Is there a chance that the logo could still have to change?
No, there isn't. They're working out what's called a coexistence agreement with the U.S. Army because it's unlikely to confuse a hockey team with a parachute group.
It's called Bill Foley writing them a very big check, and let's move on.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that. All I'm saying is seems like the name's going to stay. I'm not a lawyer. I played one on television, and the name's good.
You've treated me very kindly and generously to two games now, and I'm starting to enjoy it and understand it a lot more. You know, I enjoyed the second game more than the first one.
Be still my heart.
Yeah, I'm starting to get. But, you know, the social aspect of going is just great.
Oh. I go in there. Jonathan's like a celebrity. He walks in like he's a guy who owns the deli. Hello, how are you? Where's my table? Where's my seat?
We went up to the front row. We saw our friend Jay Bloom sitting in the front with Sheriff Joe Lombardo.
Yeah, it's social. It's great for the town. But as to this team, again, 9 months ago, they had nothing. And that, now they're division champions. Not only that, but they built a team that's going to last. They have a lot of first-round picks. They have a lot of great guys in the minors and all that. So it is the sports story of the year.
And Fury's incredible. Like a rock star, right? He's like a rock star.
It's
now.
Fleury. It's Fleury. These players who were on other teams that were cast off. They didn't have really good enough time with other teams. Look at Carlson. Look at Marchessault. All these guys. And now look what they're doing here. They blended it together. It is amazing. What's
going to happen when the team...
Talking to the mic?
No, he's saying stop breathing into the mic. You're a heavy breather, Jonathan.
That would be me.
Listen, there is no doubt that this team has exceeded everyone's expectations. To do what they've done up until now has been absolutely incredible. But we're starting to see some cracks in their game a little bit.
Well, sure, and that's bound to happen as the year gets on and teams get better towards the end of the year.
But I don't think the fans in Las Vegas understand those cracks, and they can't understand why recently, you know, they're not playing like they did for the first, let's call it, 60 games of the year.
Well, that's the real risk for Las Vegas, and that is we've set the bar so high.
Correct.
That next year they may struggle to get in the playoffs. They may be, you know, 90 points instead of 108.
How many more games are there before they go into the playoffs?
Three more regular season games.
On the road.
And they all don't mean anything at this point.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why do you say that?
Well, the only thing it means is they could get ahead of Winnipeg, possibly, for the second spot in the...
Which would be a lot better for them as opposed to being in the third spot, no?
Potentially for the third round of the playoffs. I'm not getting that far. It means a little bit.
You're already saying you're not getting that far.
No, because it's a round at a time. And let's face it. A lot of teams in the playoff time frame, they're all very little difference between the two. And so they could win, they could lose.
You've been
but they have to a shot. They have a shot.
A lot of games this year.
Yes.
I've been to probably half a dozen or seven myself. Right. I was amazed at this team early in the season, specifically in the first half, how they never, ever gave up. It was unbelievable. They hustled on both sides of the puck. The goaltending was great. If they were to give up a goal, they quickly scored a goal to sort of take the momentum away from the other team. Do you think all of that early in the season has fatigued them a bit, and they're a tired team right now?
Well, I think all teams are tired, right? When you play back-to-back all the time, they played great on the forecheck. They were great on defense. They hustled after pucks. That's what made this team, no question about it. But now they had a bit of a lull there, right, with the last couple weeks?
They seem like they're a tired team. They're a beat-up team, they look to me.
And now they've got 10 days to rest up and get ready for the playoffs. They have as good a shot as at least five or six teams to win the Cup.
Can you guys explain to me the playoffs and how many rounds and all that? I don't know.
Yeah.
There's four rounds. You basically have to win 16 games to win the Stanley Cup. You have to win four games in four rounds.
And the first two rounds...
So it's best of seven?
Best of seven.
They're all best of seven.
And that's what's so fun about the hockey playoffs is everybody plays the same amount of games. There's no skip around. There's no pass like in football where you skip around. Everybody goes, you need 16 wins.
So do you know who the Knights are going to play?
Not yet.
I was just about to ask you. It looks right now they're either going to play Colorado or San Jose.
Well, no, they're not. Definitely not playing San Jose. San Jose's second, so they're going to play the first wild card, right? Which is going to be Colorado, Anaheim, or L.A. Now, that's any one of those are going to be terrific from a rivalry standpoint, particularly L.A. and or Anaheim. But imagine an L.A.-Vegas series in the playoffs. It's going to be amazing.
Correct, and obviously we would have home ice advantage.
Home ice advantage for the first two rounds.
Yeah. Oh, first two rounds. We already know that.
Already know that, yeah.
Now, you said earlier that the Knights have as good a chance to win the Cup, you're saying, as any other team in the playoffs?
No, as five or six teams. They're in the mix for a team that could get a run with a hot goaltender and a couple of good hot scorers like Neil and Carlson and Marchessault. Absolutely.
Well, having said that, the second shorthanded goal by Carlson on Saturday night was probably the sickest goal I've seen in 5 years.
Tremendous. It was just absolutely tremendous. The place erupted, and it was a great finish to an amazing season.
Well, yeah, and it clinched the division for them.
Can you explain
on the right side wall, tipped out. Here's Carlson. He's got an unabetted path. Left circle. Carlson alone. He scores. All through his legs. Carlson, shorthanded. 3-2 Knights. Oh,
tremendous.
Can you believe it?
Oh, we've got drop-ins.
Shorthanded goals in back-to-back games for William Carlson. That's the prettiest I think we've seen all year.
That's called a drop-in in radio.
That's great.
That's a drop-in. Can you explain the ticket pricing?
Yeah, so here's the thing. What they want more so than in the regular season, they want everybody there in Knights uniforms, right? Knights fans. And so what they do is if you agree to just take your tickets and go to the game, then it's a lot less. It's like 15, 20% less. However, if you want to sell them on StubHub, then it's 15 to 20% more. So it's basically a premium to be able to sell them.
How are you supposed to know in advance? Like, let's say I have every intention of going to the game. Something comes up, I have to get rid of my tickets.
Well, that's the tough part. I mean, you can still give them to your friends and such. If you don't choose what's called the Knight's Vow, the Knight's Vow deadline is today. You have to choose today whether you want to be able to sell them on StubHub, and you pay more.
Do you have to pay extra for the playoff tickets?
You pay extra for the playoff tickets. They're a premium above the regular season price and a larger premium if you want the ability to sell them on StubHub.
You know what also I think is interesting is so many female fans at the Knights games.
Hockey is for everybody, Jonathan.
Chicks love hockey players.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, all walks of life. It's an amazing time to be in Las Vegas. I've heard people liken this to the UNLV Final Four run in the early 90s. I wasn't here for that. But when asked,
in
you know, what's
the buzz in the city?
The buzz in terms of what it's like, that's
well,
the closest I've heard.
That was the last time this city had a national sports team in the spotlight like that. What Tark did with those running Rebels with Grandma Ma and Stacey Augman, and that was just tremendous.
So it's just wonderful, and you know, we'll see what happens a couple of years from now. But again, the problem is the bar is too high right now, right? Everybody's going to think, oh, what, we don't win the division every year?
I agree
What
with
does
you.
This mean? There are teams that can go very quickly from, you know, the top. Ottawa, for example, they were in the finals 2 years ago. This year, they're in the bottom of the league. Big concern.
I'm born and raised in Montreal. I'm a die-hard Montreal Canadiens fan.
Same
My
thing.
Canadiens have not won a cup or been in a cup since 1993.
Yeah.
So I've seen 25 years of this. So Vegas fans, hang in there. Keep supporting your team. Keep going to the games. It's not always going to be this wonderful, although I hope it is. But hang in there when you are having moments where it's not as good as it is.
Yeah, but that's pro sports. And, you know, again, they have a really good farm system, really good minor league players in different places. The Mississauga Steelheads, I know that's your favorite team, Jonathan. They've got this defenseman. He's tremendous. He set record for 31 goals this year.
What's his name so we can all keep an eye on him?
Knew you were going to ask me that. I got to go look it up. But it was barely sure enough to remember Mississauga Steelheads, okay?
Sure
but they have a really good defenseman. A number of examples of players. Cody Glass, who was a first-round draft pick. They're going to be tremendous for a number of years, but it's not always going to be this good.
Are you happy with what happened to the team chemistry-wise since they got Tatar and gave up some of the draft picks?
Well, I think they're figuring it out. Tatar,
because it feels like it changed a little bit.
It did change, especially with Reeves, because he was a big body guy, and all he did was getting penalties the first couple of games. I think
he took some dumb ones too.
He did, and it cost us against the Kings. But I think early on, they were trying to figure it out. Tatar is a great player. They have him for another 4 years. I think he was a great pickup.
Correct.
And the nice thing is with him, he's versatile. He's been on, I think, 5 or 6 different line configurations since he got here. And so I think he's going to be a big addition going forward.
Aside from the beer being too expensive, what would you change as a fan to the Knights experience or to the team?
What would I change?
Yeah, for going into next season.
Well, I think you have to change the opening because I think I saw it about 35 times. But no.
That's what you said. I know.
What would I change? You know, I would say this, nothing. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great experience. And it was actually nice to have fans from other cities come to the game and to have them experience it and say, wow, this is a great building. Or as they say in hockey, a great barn. That's a hockey term, I guess.
Look at you and your hockey term.
The barn, yeah.
Why is it a barn?
And you have to play a 200-foot game, from what I'm told.
What does that mean?
That means it's end-to-end. You play
all rinks are the same size.
That's not true. Of course they are.
No, they're not.
Of course, come on.
Not all hockey rinks
If anybody knows, size. Give us a call, 702-365-9200. Bobby probably knows.
But anyway, I wouldn't change a thing. I think it's been great for the city. And the other thing, too, that's really neat is to watch the youth hockey leagues that have come up.
Unbelievable.
People are playing, you know, instead of just grabbing a football mitt, a baseball mitt or a soccer ball, they're grabbing a hockey stick, too. So the whole generation of kids are going to grow up playing hockey in town here, in our desert town. It's amazing.
Any predictions? What do you see happening, Mr. Dreitzer? I want to hear this.
Oh, geez. I mean, well, first of all, you have to know the opponent to make a prediction, right?
Well, okay, let's assume that you're going to play Colorado in the first round.
I think we get out of the first round.
That's the one you want to see.
Potentially.
You don't want Anaheim or L.A.
I think we get out of the first round. I think we'll talk about the second round when we get to the second round.
You're
we're going to win the first
team,
round.
This team could beat the Nashvilles, the Winnipegs, the Bruins, the Tampa Bays.
They already
there?
Did. And I know it's late in the season. But yes,
remember,
I'm saying they can.
Second go-around is always harder.
I'm saying they can. I'm saying a hot Fleury. He's won 3 cups. You got James Neal, who knows what it's like. They're gelling at the right time. I'm not saying they're going to win. They have as good a shot as 5 or 6 teams in the playoffs.
I have a little update on some trivia.
Okay, what?
The Boston Bruins, the Chicago Blackhawks, and the Buffalo Sabres are the only three teams in the NHL that do not have a 200 by 85 foot rink.
So they're not all the same size.
Three teams have different size rinks.
Are you kidding me?
No, sir.
We went to our fact checkers, and they're not all the same type.
I have rink envy. How big is their rink?
I have rink envy.
So, that was actually very good.
What do we have to do to get kangaroo boxing here in Las Vegas?
We'll work on that.
Foley. Wouldn't that be a great in between the periods?
Just as long as the
on ice.
If the kangaroo rink has to be the same size, or else it just doesn't work.
We're going to take another commercial message. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920. The game, stay right where you is.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Started in 1999, Lightning Funding has an extensive network of extremely aggressive lenders with a large selection of conventional as well as unconventional loan programs to handle all types of borrowers and credit situations. President and CEO Scott Fessler has a hands-on approach with his diverse background as a certified financial planner. Scott tailors your mortgage program to your personal individual needs and goals. You don't even need to leave your computer to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan, and there is no cost, charge, or further obligation whatsoever. Visit lightningfunding.com and simply click on pre-qualify. Fill out the short form and Lightning Funding will get back to you quickly, usually within 24 hours. All information goes to the newest cybersecurity protocols to keep your information secure. Lightning Funding for your mortgage and financial needs. Fast answers for a faster world. Registered mortgage broker in New York and Florida, NMLS 156342. All loans are arranged through third-party providers.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. The game. You like when I do that, huh?
WNBC.
NBC Sports Radio 920 AM.
Sound like pig vomit.
The game. Brought to you in part by Las Vegas Auto Sales on Sahara and Decatur. Great selection of pre-driven used cars for under $10,000. Las Vegas Auto Sales caters to the entertainment and hospitality industry. If you're in the market for a dependable used car, visit our friend Lucky Lopez. That's his real name, Lucky Lopez, at Las Vegas Auto Sales on Sahara and Decatur. Again, a great place to watch the final game tonight between Villanova and Michigan at Sapphire Las Vegas. Hosted open bar, buffet, salad bar, carved roast beef with gravy, chicken breast over wild rice. I like the menu. Hot dogs, wings, and pink box donuts. Would you expect any other kind of donuts at Sapphire's than pink box donuts?
No, but we've tried the pink box donuts, right?
Probably tried every kind of donut.
No, but the specifically from Pink Box, that's a friend of yours' place.
Peter Feinstein.
There you go.
You know, I think they've got the pink box donuts. Yeah, you know, I saw
No. What's Brett's dad's name from Tanked? That's who has it, I think.
Oh,
that's
Brett's Irwin, donuts. The general.
It's Brett's.
Is that
donut.
Pink
yeah,
Box? I don't know. I lose. No, that's Donut Mania.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Peter is.
Well, I haven't caught on to the whole donut, maybe because I'm dieting all the time.
Yeah, I don't know why. This city is like donut crazy.
I don't know. Pink Box in L.A. is a whole other thing, isn't it?
I don't know, but there's a place downtown.
In L.A.,
next
Pink Box
to Carson
delivers the condoms to you. It's Pink Box in L.A. on Sunset.
With
it's been there
donuts?
For years. Well, yeah, so I think you can get donuts with your condoms.
Condoms and donuts?
Condoms and donuts together again from the Pink Box. They got the little cars. You've never seen that in
Would
L.A.?
You like extra frosting on your latex?
Have you spent much time in L.A.?
No, not at all.
Oh, you really haven't?
No. Yeah, not a fan.
No?
No.
Well, I like the beach communities. But
I like the beach communities, you know, down at Venice or Newport and all that area, but the people in L.A. just, I don't know, a little too weird for me out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, movie stars. They're all movie stars.
Or at least they think they are.
M-A-W. Models, actress, whatever. Is that Scott Fessler?
No way.
We've got Scott Fessler on line one from Lightning.
From Lightning Funding.
Scotty, are you with us?
Long Island.
Can you hear us?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear.
Say hello to Jeffrey with a G. Line one, go ahead.
Mr. Fessler.
Jeffrey with a G. Kramer, how are you, my friend?
I am well, my man. How are you, buddy?
Very good.
So, rumor has it you got a little snow in New York today.
Well, you wouldn't know by looking outside because it's beautiful and sunny now. But, yeah, it snowed about 3 inches this morning.
Oh, yeah. And, I know how much you love that.
I had to put a chains on my wheelchair tires.
Exactly. I don't want to make you jealous. It was only 83 here today.
Well, that's why I'm going to be on the next plane out there.
And I can't wait to see you, buddy. Tell me, obviously, we had a rough day in the market today. Interest rates are on the rise. What does someone like you, who's a professional in the financial industry, who watches interest rates for mortgages and obviously the market, what are your thoughts on what's going on right now?
Well, I'm not allowed to give any specific recommendations, so I'll talk in generalities.
Understood.
The interest rates, believe it or not, actually went a little bit lower today, with the 10-year note hitting 271, with the market, you know, cratering down about 700 points for some unknown reason or a tweet from the president, who knows. But what I'm advising my clients is stay the course. If you have dividends, you stay the course. The stocks that are getting hit the hardest, if you're in them and you were in them, you're really only, you know, giving back a little bit of the gains that you saw this year, because companies like Amazon and Google, the ones that got hit the hardest, were also the ones that, you know, allowed
also
us
had
to
the
reach
biggest rises this year.
Before.
Yeah, exactly. They've already made so much money, so the recent decline isn't as bad as it seems. What about the housing and mortgage market? What is Lightning Funding telling their clients coming out of, you know, banks are obviously putting loans through a little quicker now and changing their underwriting methods? What are you seeing and hearing?
Well, I mean, the only problem that I see and I hear is that there's no inventory out there.
Mm.
I have a lot of buyers even here in New York. No matter what the price is, every price point there's just no inventory for some reason, and that's where the problem is. I don't know if the banks are holding them or all these investors holding them. The biggest complaint right now is that there's not enough inventory out there.
Well, I know that's not just in New York. I know here in Las Vegas, you know, I've been looking for about 6 months myself, and very hard to find inventory. And we're seeing two things happening. We're seeing obviously a lot of new inventory coming to market on the new construction. But then I think what you just alluded to, some of the banks that are holding onto properties that they're going to let go of shortly, I think will also flood the market.
Yes, and like I tell our clients, there will be an equilibrium. So if they're worried about rates going up, inevitably rates going up, house prices have to follow suit, or you'll price out the average homeowner regardless. So as rates start to go up, and again, they're not, I don't really see them going up much anytime soon and or down anytime soon based on where we're stuck at. You know, the Fed is still going to be on their track to raise it on their target for, you know, four times this year. And that's why a lot of my clients now are converting their home equity lines of credit, which are going to be affected primarily, into fixed rate mortgages, because you can get a 15-year same term as a line of credit with the same interest rate, if not better, than you would get over prime.
Now, how do our listeners get a hold of you for some advice, whether it's in the stock market or with their mortgages, or even if they just want to, you know, get some education from someone who's a professional and does it all the time?
Well, you in the mortgage business or the mortgage aspect of it, my company is lightningfunding.com. Phone number is 516-228-9424. And in terms of financial planning, then they can reach out to my direct line, 516-316-1720.
Wow, you just gave out your cell phone number?
That's right.
See, guys, this guy is one of the few people out there that gives you his number so you could reach him directly. You're not going to go through a gatekeeper to get to him.
Well, look, when it comes to financial planning and rough times like this in the market, anybody can buy a good stock. It's times like this that where people, you know, earn their stripes.
Absolutely.
So I want direct contact, not a voicemail, trying to avoid a client because the market's down. Doesn't make any sense.
100%. Can I shift gears with you for a minute?
Absolutely.
I know you a long time. We're both avid sports fans. What do you think of tonight's national title championship game, Michigan-Villanova?
My only hope would be that no matter what happens, who wins or loses, that the final score ends in a 6-0 is what I care about.
Now, why don't you tell our listeners why you care so much about that 6-0? Because a lot of local establishments here don't play boxes the way we do back in New York.
Oh, well, that would mean that by this time next week, if it does end in 6-0, I will not be doing a podcast. I will be doing a live cast. That's the difference.
Understood. I think Jonathan's phone is ringing, but who's the 6 and who's the 0 so I can root for you?
I really couldn't tell you because I don't want to, you know, I don't want it to sway my thoughts.
Fair enough.
But, and you know what the best part is? It pays reverse score too, so it doesn't matter who has it.
There you go, my man. Anything else you want to share with the listeners? What's going on in the market, sports, any thoughts on baseball?
No, just know that I'll be here for the next 4 weeks. Try the veal. Because
it's the best.
It's
going to
be a good education lesson for the next 4 weeks.
And do you have a website where people can find you in addition to the phone number?
Lightningfunding.com is the website to reach me at.
Wonderful. And I know you post a lot of up-to-date material and information on there.
Well, also, if they want, they can also, I know we didn't speak about it, but we'll do it next week, is my nonprofit foundation, which is the Fessler Foundation. That's F as in Frank, E. SSLERFoundation.org.
I apologize. I should have remembered to bring that up. You've done a lot for spinal care, and I know the listeners are going to love hearing more about that next week.
They certainly shall, because it is a very good story.
It is. We'll go into your story next week, my man. Listen,
ask me, I'll tell you.
Have a great night tonight. I hope your 6-0
yes.
comes in, and say hi to Kathleen and your daughter for me.
I certainly shall. And, John, it was a pleasure as well, and we shall talk next week.
Thank you, my man. Be good, Scott.
That was Scott Fessler from Lightning Financial. Lightning Funny.
I got to tell you, the guy is amazing. What people don't know about Scott is he was in an auto accident 12 years ago, which did leave him paralyzed basically from the chest down. And he made a joke earlier in the conversation.
He
said, I had to put the snow tires on my wheelchair today. But I'm going to tell you right now, here's a guy who's been in a chair for 12 years, and he gets up every day, goes to work, plays with his daughter, takes care of his family. I mean, goes to sporting events. The man is incredible, and I'm proud to call you my friend, sir.
Bobby, do we have time to take another break or no?
All
right, let's take another break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay right where you are. We'll wrap it up.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Started in 1999, Lightning Funding has an extensive network of extremely aggressive lenders with a large selection of conventional as well as unconventional loan programs to handle all types of borrowers and credit situations. President and CEO Scott Fessler has a hands-on approach with his diverse background as a certified financial planner. Scott tailors your mortgage program to your personal individual needs and goals. You don't even need to leave your computer to pre-qualify for a mortgage loan, and there is no cost, charge, or further obligation whatsoever. Visit lightningfunding.com and simply click on pre-qualify. Fill out the short form and Lightning Funding will get back to you quickly, usually within 24 hours. All information goes to the newest cybersecurity protocols to keep your information secure. Lightning Funding for your mortgage and financial needs. Fast answers for a faster world. Registered mortgage broker in New York and Florida, NMLS 156342. All loans are arranged through third-party providers.
NBC Sports 920, the game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on Sports Radio 920 AM NBC with little Led Zeppelin that wake you up on a Monday afternoon. We've got a whole week ahead of us. I don't know what's on your big board. Where do you want to watch the finals later? Where do you want to go to Sapphire?
I don't know. I don't know. Where do we go? The opening NFL.
We go to the first Monday night game. Is at Sapphire? We do that every year.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a regular TV.
It's always a good time. Listen, they put on a great show. There's TVs everywhere. Obviously, there's girls everywhere, and there's food and booze everywhere. So.
Villanova and Michigan tonight. 6:20 is the tip-off. Sapphire, Las Vegas, open bar. Two of my favorite words in a sentence. Open bar. Also, Kelly Clinton Holmes is at the Bootlegger tonight
her weekly Monday night.
Open mic night at the Bootlegger.
She does such a good job there, too.
And Monday's dark, plenty to do. I didn't talk about any of the shows. I didn't talk about Bronx Wanderers. I played golf with Vinny on Friday. Great show, seven nights a week over at Bally's. If you haven't seen Bronx Wanderers, that's a fabulous show. My favorite show is Misbehave Game Show, which you haven't seen yet either. But
I have not.
It's the funniest show on the Strip.
Yeah?
It's also at Bally's. Yeah. Just got to let me know when you want to go.
Five nights a week? Six nights a week?
I think it's Wednesday through Saturday or something.
We can go
we
there.
We had a good time with Michael T. Ross.
Yeah.
Michael T. Ross is in Rock Vault. He was played with Lita Ford.
Yeah,
great
he
guy.
He was Lita one of Ford's our judges. Guitarist. He's great.
Yeah. And I'm going to be producing a show on April 20th over at Harrah's, and it's going to be called Guitars in Heaven, and it's for the Veterans Transition Center. So those are our plugs. I want to thank Mike Dreitzer for stopping in. I want to thank Scotty Fessler finally calling in.
Good to hear from you, Scott.
I didn't think it was going
to
be done, but it did, and all of our sponsors. And if you see us out, please say hello. And
quick prediction on tonight's score?
I'm going to take the points. I'm always going to take the. Now I don't know about the score itself.
I'm going 82-70 Villanova.
Is that an under?
That's an over and Villanova.
Okay. Well,
If you see us out, please say hello. Buy us a drink, buy us a cocktail. Eat well and party hard, my friends. Thanks for listening. Like us and share us on Facebook and all the social media. Have a great week, everybody. Jonathan Scott.
And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you